We'll continue to look at the Word of God. So we'll look at the Deuteronomy today. So you need to see the big picture of the history, not to get lost. So we'll continue to look at the Deuteronomy, could follow by the Numbers. So it is very important where we come from, where we're heading to. So in our life, it is very important to look back our past, and also check up where we are and where we're heading to. So the reason it seems very hard to understand the Bible is because we don't have a big picture of the Bible. Because our understanding of the Bible is a bits and pieces. So as we're going through the Bible history, through the history and in chronological order, and I want you to have a big picture. So our recaps what we've been doing. So Bible could start from the Genesis. The Bible begins from the creation. So Genesis has 50 chapters, but the historic times covered by Genesis is more than 2,300 years, which is more than half of 4,000 years of Old Testament time. So it is largely divided into the prehistory time, or it's called beginning of mankind, which is a big event of creation, fall, flood, and nations. And the history time from the Babel Tower incident, the origin of nation, also called beginning of the Israel. So God started a model nation with the man called Abraham as a model of faithful life. The story of Abraham is the God seeking a man for his mission, and to show what is a faithful life to all other people. The faithful life is not start from the New Testament period, it starts from the creation. So those faithful life starts from the Abraham to their son Isaac and Jacob, and until the Joseph went down to the Egypt. So which is BC 1847. So there were two sons of Abraham. One is Isaac and the other one is Ishmael. And Jacob also had two twins. Isaac had two twins, Jacob and Esau. Esau was an elder brother, but this faithful generation going through the second son, who is Jacob. Even Jacob looks very scum and sneak, but he was aware of the God's existence, and he was scared of God's eye. And the son of the Jacob, the Joseph, the older household went down to the Egypt. So Exodus explained historical event after the 70 people of the Jacob's household went down to the Egypt. So 400 years passed. And after the king of, so once they had a king who want to kill all the Israelites, and by the hands of the Moses, God saved the Israelites from the Egypt of the slavery time. And after Exodus, rather than God bring the Israelites, bring them into the promised land, Canaan, and led them to the mountain Sinai, and gave them a law, how to live as a kingdom people, kingdom citizen, how to live a priesthood, priest nation, and taught them how to build the tabernacle, and how to worship God, how to live with God. And through those Mount Sinai education, God actually make his people to aware about their identity. After those education, they move up to the Kadesh Barnea, and they send the spies to the land of Canaan, but they fail into entering into the Canaan and end up wandering in the wilderness for 38 years. So these things are recorded in Numbers. So Numbers is composed of the events that happened in the early and late days, not all of which happened during the 38 years of time. And later Israel assembled at the plain of Moab, east of the Jordan, to conquer the Canaan. So this is what we have learned so far until last week. So we have covered over 2,700 years of history in the 4,000 years history of the Old Testament. So we've gone through over 2,700 years here. I want you to remember in order an event in the past. So when we look at the history of the Bible in the panoramic view, it becomes clear that the key to success or failure in history is depending on whether or not to keep the promise of Mount Sinai. So the covenant of Mount Sinai is such an important part until today. The Deuteronomy repeated and examined the Leviticus covenant to the new generations and new leaders before the death of Moses. The importance of the Deuteronomy reminds Israelites the promise of Sinai Mountain as a key to success. So it's above the failure or success of the nation, also is related to your personal failure or success. That's why it is very important to understand, to identify yourself and make yourself successful life. So when you read each book in the Bible, it is important and who wrote this Bible, when it's been written and where it's been written and to whom it is written, what was the purpose of the book is written for. So this understanding is very important before you read each book of the Bible. Many of the books is not clear who wrote and when it was written and where it was written. But Deuteronomy is clearly say where it is written and when it was written. So Deuteronomy itself tells us when and where it is recorded. Chapter 1, verse 1, in this book are the words that Moses spoke to the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness east of the Jordan River. They were in the Jordan Valley near Sur, between the town of Paran on one side and the town of Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab on the other. So Moses spoke of Deuteronomy 40 years after the Exodus at the plain of Moab. In many cases, it is not recorded accurately about when, where, and why, and by whom the book is recorded. However, Deuteronomy itself explains the time and place of the lesson. The contents of this book are not the new event, but the contents of the retrospect and the determination of the process which Moses and Israelites have walked in the past 40 years. It is about 39 years after receiving God's law and ordinance on Mount Sinai. So it is the 11th month of the 40th year of Exodus. Moses spoke to them all the commandments of the Lord. Now the second generation of the Exodus, who will be the master of the Canaan, was born in the wilderness, mostly after leaving Mount Sinai. So they needed to be explained and taught about the covenant of Mount Sinai made 40 years ago. So in fact, 40 years is a long time for human beings. For my personal example, when I was born, the Korea decided to dispatch Korean army to the Vietnam War and made a lot of major construction development like highways and bridges in 1970s. But I have no such memories. So the people who were born in the wilderness did not know clearly about the reason that goes to the land of Canaan as the people of God and as promised nation. However, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb were witnesses who had experienced the 38 years of history from the Egyptian slavery through the Exodus to the Sinai covenant and to the plain of Moab. So the receiver of Deuteronomy are the second generation of Exodus. So they are not a generation learned through the experience like their first generation, their parent generation, about slavery in Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, and learning the lesson from the mountain Sinai law. So they are the generation that has learned from hearing, not from the experience. So parents, examples, parents who have been through the Korean War in the past and younger generation nowadays are completely different from each other. No matter how well the education was done in the wilderness, for the second generation of Exodus, it could be superficial in understanding the history, because it was not their own experience. So the contents of the Deuteronomy tells the history of Exodus, the core of God, the covenant of God, the law and the regulation to the second generation of Exodus, who will actually conquer and rule the land of Canaan. So in Deuteronomy, there are the history God began in the past and the reality that they are facing now and the future, what they should do. So Deuteronomy can be the essence of the five book of Moses because it contained the past and present and the future. At first glance, it seemed to be a repetition of Leviticus and Numbers. Of course, even if it is repetitive, the object is for the second generation. In addition, it is a very useful and important content that is based on 38 years of practical experience. Because Moses had been boldly experiencing how important to live according to God's law. In fact, if you look closely, the Pentateuch, Book of Moses, all emphasize who God is, so that you do not misunderstand the God and the meaning of the promise, the people through the covenant. Therefore, make people to live accordingly as God's kingdom people. So understanding the five book of Moses is a key to understand the Bible properly. And especially this Deuteronomy is one of the key book in the five book of Moses. So Deuteronomy was written such a situation that Moses could not go across the river to the promised land that God has commanded, because God didn't allow Moses to enter into the promised land. So it has contents that teaches the heart toward the people of the next generation who must conquer the land and live as a master. It is the will of 120 years old man who is not on the threshold of death. So the Pentateuch, the five book of Bible, especially in Leviticus and Numbers, explain God's law and the ordinance to live. These are very important Bible content because the following history is depending on how the covenant is kept. It should not be forgotten. Depends on the obedience and disobedience to the word of God. The history is been varied. So history is determined by the obedient or disobedient to the covenant of God. So many scholars said that it is prior to understand the Deuteronomy to understand the whole entire Bible properly. Moses in Deuteronomy tells the history from the time he left the mountain Sinai. So in fact, God's intention and heart from the creation is written by Moses. So it is important to grasp the content of Deuteronomy, the last book of Pentateuch. When Jesus began his ministry, when he received the three temptations from Satan, Jesus used the words in Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Based on the event of the Jesus win against Satan by the word of God, we can clearly see that the word of Leviticus and Deuteronomy are principle and value to live as the people of God. Please remember how important it is, and rather than making excuses and saying is it too difficult to understand, I want you to read the scripture over and over again. So when you go for the 말요교, answering the question, and I want you to go through deeply and understand. So it is very important to have your own perspective. It is very important to have the eyes to read the Bible. So when you come to the cell meeting, you also bring your meditation and your testimony and you share together. So at least you read through the scripture, and if you have any question, bring it to the cell group. So you should have the question about it. So it's not very difficult to understand the Bible. Here, every one of you came from overseas to study in Australia in other languages. You are such an intelligent people. So every one of you should be able to understand the Bible. When you write the Deuteronomy in Chinese writing, it means repeating and clearly asked to do things. So, 신명기 is a 신신당부. It means repeating, clearly asked to do things. So, Deuteronomy is ask the commandment repeatedly, it means to emphasize repeatedly. So, do not forget that repeating is indeed a very important growth tool. So, Deuteronomy in English has a meaning of duplication, like a duet, double, duplication. Because it's a duplicating first law. It's a repeating. In Greek word, deuteros means second. And nomos means customary system. So deuteros in Greek means second. And nomos means customary system. It became Deuteronomy. In Judaism, in Hebrew, Deuteronomy is called Devarim, which means the word. Thus, Deuteronomy can be said to be a reinterpretation of the law, or a second law, or precise interpretation of the law. So name itself is already saying it is repeating. So most of the time when you duplicate something, it tends to be longer to deal with the details. However, Deuteronomy does not expand Leviticus. So it is repeated by emphasizing the very important thing that have learned through the experience. So it is the core content of Moses preaching for later generation how important it is to live by faith, not misunderstanding God from the lesson of failure in the wilderness. The structure of Deuteronomy is largely divided into three parts. So chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 4 are retrospect. It's talking about the past experience. And from chapter 5 28, it is a story that recalls the history of the past chapter 5 through chapter 28 is a re-description of the law. It is content of Leviticus, but its content has been reduced rather than lengthened. Of course, the law and the regulation of Leviticus are all important, but repetition of these things in these shows the importance of things to be more careful and not to forget. And chapter 29 through 34 are the additions in the plain of Moab. It is contents of chapter 29 to 34 which are supplemented by additionally the danger warning against the idolatry at all time when repeated. In other words, do not misunderstand God. When you stand on wrong path, you should turn back and repent. At the altar, you sacrifice the animal because death is for the sin. It's a death of the life, death of the animal is the atonement, the way to save our life from the sin. So today our service, so when we're doing praise and worship, after we repent and in the name of Jesus, we are saved. And we gotta go up to the holy of holy place. Praise and worship has a meaning of that today. In a psalm, there are songs called going up to the temple, which is like when the people in the olden days, they approach to the temple in Jerusalem, they were singing this song and praise God about what He's done in their past. And when they arrive at the temple, they sacrifice and for the atonement of their sin. We have to offer our life as a living sacrifice on the shelter. But today I want you to look at how you worship God, your worship life. Are you giving all your life as a sacrifice? As a living sacrifice? So we can guess Moses' heart when Moses preached, the age of listener were the most 60 years or less. It was like a parent's leave will to the children. So if we see from the Moses' point of view, because for the 120 years old Moses, 60 years old man is like a baby. With this picture in your mind, And you can imagine the heart of the Moses in preaching. So from the Deuteronomy chapter 3 verse 25, we can see Moses asking God to bring them into the land of the Canaan. Perhaps it was because he's a warrior about next generation, but God didn't allow him to. So Moses could not enter the land of Canaan, and from the plain of Moab, he preached to the next generation who would actually conquer the Canaan and went up to the top of the mountain Nebo and died there. So Moses was 120 years old, but it is written in the Bible, Moses went up to the plain of Moab, to the mountain Nebo, to the top of the mountain Siska, east of Jericho. And there the Lord showed him the whole land, the territory of Gilead, as far north as the town of Dan, the entire territory of Naphtali, the territories of the Ephraim and the Manasseh, the territory of Judah, as far west as the Mediterranean Sea, the southern part of the Judah, and the plains that reach from the Zoar to Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then the Lord said to Moses, "This is the land that I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I would give to their descendant. I have let you see it, but I will not let you go there." So Moses was 120 years old when he died. He was as strong as ever, and his eyesight was still good. And he filled with the will to take these people, written in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. But God did not allow him. So the incident in Meribah, when Moses hit the rock for the water event, God said he will not let Moses bring people into the promised land. But I think there are some other reasons as well. If Moses, who divided the Red Sea, divided the Jordan River this time again, people might serve him as a god, and it wouldn't be possible to raise next leader. So God wanted to let people know it is God who led them and not Moses. So the things to watch out for in every church is you should not praise a man than God. If you praise a man, person becomes an idol. Especially in the community of God, it should not be said that is not possible without certain persons, such a church is wrong. If people think it cannot be done without Moses, then Moses become an idol. It is same in our church. We shouldn't say that we cannot do this without the pastor. We cannot do this without the leader. We cannot do this without certain person. Then we are doing something wrong. Why are we trying to live according to the word in this city, Melbourne City Church? Yes, sir, what we wanted to raise another leader as Moses raised Joshua. So even though there is no pastor, no leader, no church building, we should never stop evangelizing people, even in a persecution time. And church maker keep on making true disciple of God. It is to set up a person who is accompanied by God as a light in the world and as a holy priestly country. So a Christian is not driven by a guidance of an excellent leader. Our shepherd is only Jesus Christ. It is not the word of competent man and capable man who lead us, but the word and the will of God. So God takes the excellent leader Moses, a leader who can still work. So we should understand the reason why God deliberately brought the healthy Moses is probably to build a generation of faith. So is it church? Church shouldn't be driven by a person. Church shouldn't be driven by a director. Church shouldn't be driven by tradition. Church shouldn't be driven by a program. Church shouldn't be driven by a building. This is not the church God has established. The church should be driven by God's purpose. So each member is the possession of God. They must become a luminous and righteous being that shows the way of true salvation in this nation. Do not become a life hiding in the darkness to hide the light while living as God's people. So if you look at the Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, it describes who you are and your identity in this world. You are like a light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on the lampstand, where it gives a light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people, so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. No matter how busy you are, if you're a Christian, you should have a daily relationship with God. We can't make an excuse how busy we are. So, no matter how busy you are, we should create a time and build up the relationship with God. So when you obey, God will use you to the higher place, and do not forget this fact, and keep yourself humble. So as we look at the historical content of Deuteronomy, we must deeply meditate on this fact and learn them as lesson. Do we want attention in the ministry of the church? Or humbly ask the name of the Lord to be glorified. Deuteronomy, showing the death of Moses, who looked like a god in the eyes of people. If Moses wants to enter with enthusiasm, God prevented it. Moses' story is up to here. The reason is that God wants to continue another generation of faith like Moses. It is short introductory and historical background of Deuteronomy, but it will help you to understand correctly when you read the Deuteronomy. When if you look at the contents of Deuteronomy, the first part, chapter 1 to 4, begins by looking back the journey of the Exodus. Moses now looks back the journey of the Exodus to the second generation of Exodus, who will go into the land of Canaan in the plain of Moab. So before recalling his promise to God on Mount Sinai. This would seem to be more of a commentary on those events as we review the Exodus and Numbers again, and we are repeating what we have seen through November, Numbers. Today, our faith cannot be known only by the present history. We should be able to find ourselves, identify ourselves from the history, where we come from, what we are here for, where we are going to. It was while the people were east of the Jordan in the territory of Moab that Moses began to explain God's law and teaching, which is written in the chapter 1 from Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea. And he said, when we were at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, you have stayed long enough at this mountain, break camp and move on. go to the hill country of the Amorites and to the all the surrounding region, to the Jordan Valley, to the hill country and the lowlands, to the southern region and to the Mediterranean coast, go to the land of Canaan and on beyond the Lebanon mountain as far as the great Euphrates River. So all of this is the land which I, the Lord, promised to give to your ancestor Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants. Go and conquer it. So here, Mountain Horeb can be regarded as a Mountain Sinai, which they received the promise from God based on the contents of chapter 1. The time Israel stayed in Mount Sinai is about a year, and from the verse say, Israelites have been living in this mountain for a long time. So I can find God's willingness to let Israel go to Canaan as soon as possible. Therefore, when they receive the promise of God and leave to Kadesh Barnea, we can see that the distance from the Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea is not long and took time from at least 2 months to the almost 10 months. It seems the progress has been delayed considerably, as many events have occurred in the journey, as we did through Numbers. So at the end, Israelites reached Kadesh Barnea, but eventually they failed to enter Canaan. The role of the Christian, you and me, as a pastor, as a Christian, so we need to tell the people about God's heart and how to live as a priesthood and kingdom generation. Whether you come to the church or come to the cell group, and that's what we have to share. So when they arrived at Kadesh Barnea, but eventually they failed to enter into the Canaan. So through Moses, 40 years after their failure enter into the Canaan, God is repeatedly saying about this event. So according to the record in Numbers chapter 13, God instructed 12 spies to be elected and sent them as spies to the land of Canaan. But refer to the word of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Moses said that this was a promised land. And they should go and fight. And the people feared that they would send spies. So spies is the idea from the people. Moses accepted is a very good intention and idea to send the spies. But as a result of this, they became to fail and conquer the land of the Canaan. End up wandering 40 years in the wilderness. So Moses considered the dispatch of 12 spies as a good opinion of the people for the conquest of the Canaan and thought it was good. But because of this spy, the opinion of many people became negative and eventually they failed to conquer the Canaan. So the reason why people send spies are finding the easier way than the right obedience. I can see that Israelites try to use God as an idol rather than to put their life to the obedience. This is the idea of many of these people. Many opinions, many people's opinion today have a great power and influence the direction of the whole community. And democracy, which unlike the previous monarchy where many people are controlled by a few powerful minority, enables the people and many opinion the power. It plays a very important role in protecting people's human rights, but if it is not used properly and rightly, it becomes a dangerous weapon that makes Satan turn many from God, as in the case of Tower of Babel. Satan often uses methods that use multiple powers to upset God's will. Here among 12 spies, Satan used 10. See only the negative things, not the eyes of faith. So that the opinion of many of the Israelites are negatively driven. In the end, Moses, even God, cannot help it. Again, God helps them not to go to Canaan, but to go out into the wilderness. But again, they are forced to use the power of the multitude to fight against Canaan. So when we plan the service, we have a 30-minute ministry before the service. So we welcome newcomer and help them to people to worship. And after service, we also have a 30-minute ministry and comfort them and link them to the family of the church, link them to the church cell group. This is how we actively has to be involved in a church ministry. But many people just come and sitting there and warming up the chair, they think they still worship God and they had a good service. So obedient to what God wants you to do is give your time. Come to church a little bit earlier and check up your service. Check up your ministry to be a part of the church, part of the body of the Christ. So later on, when Joshua spies the land of Canaan, only 2 people are sent to identify. I think it's very important for a community to gather opinions from many people. But the importance in the community of God is not whether the opinion of many people is important or the opinion of few people is important. Whether it is a minority or multitude, follow God's promise and word. So no matter how many opinions, it is not right to choose a path different from the God's promise. So no matter it's a minor or major people, whether it's go along the word of God, it is important. So since a small number of opinion are important nowadays, homosexual claims are accepted as if they were right. The important thing is not the minority or majority, but the more important it is the word of God. Where is the human right? Is in the Leviticus. It is written in Numbers. So therefore, we must realize how important it is to correctly recognize the standard of law and ordinance which has been given to us from Sinai and to make it the value of life, the value of society, and the value of the nation. The roots of the human right today is about the minority. It's not actually human right. It is a personal greediness. So we need to remember the covenant we receive in the Mount Sinai as our standard of living. It should be the value of our community. It should be standard value of our society. It should be standard of our country. So I wish every one of you get into the many different fields to bring this godly value into the world. So if you regard the opinion of the major number of people are right, it's a very dangerous idea. So as I gave the example of the homosexuality is now legalized, accepted to the society, but which is totally opposite to the value of God. So following many opinion, there the result was terrible judgment in the Bible. So since the leader is that it's not bad to choose a leader to lead them, but it's not God's will, but worship and follow of idol. Even though the majority have agreed, they are judged. We must be able to diagnose and discover first whether they are according to God's will before following the flow of the word or in respect of few opinion and following them. In order to do that, it is very important to understand the Bible historically and to know the true heart of God correctly. If you look at the Bible, the role of the 12 spies was not confirming the promise of God, but by the many complaints that were entirely different from the God's promise that they will die and their children will become prisoners. The Lord heard your complaint and became angry. And so he solemnly declared, not one of you from this evil generation will enter the fertile land that I promised to give you, your ancestor. Only Caleb, son of Jephunneh, will enter it. He has remained faithful to me, and I will give him and his descendants the land that he has explored. Because of you, the Lord also became angry with me and said, not even you, Moses, will enter the land, but strengthen the determination of your helper, Joshua, son of Nun. He will lead Israel to occupy the land. So it is more important following many opinion and respecting a few opinion, their decision and thought are according to the will of God, the word of God. The lesson in Kadesh Barnea applies to us today as well. It is the right obedience to confirm the word and follow regardless the circumstances and personal feeling or majority or minority. Do not make it an excuse. God knows that we need and that He is our refuge and a rock to escape. So we should not blame the situation and circumstances. Live in the value of God's truth. So I will continue from chapter 2 next week.